We learn Masechta Soita, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting six lines from the top, the middle of the line, Lo'ilu Behem Tavoidu. We hear the three Machleikasim, the Rekivar Mishmal, about these different mitzvahs, if it's a Hushos or it's a Chayva. So the first two we explained already, now up the third one. Lo'ilu Behem Tavoidu, it says by the Eve Kanani, Lo'ilu Behem Tavoidu, Rishos, the Rebbe Mishmal, Rishos is allowed to keep them forever. Rabbi Kiva Ima Chayva, that it's a Chayva, it's a mitzvah, to keep to free them and not to keep them forever. So my time of Rishma, what's the call from the pasuk of Rishma? The pasuk says loisachay kol neshama. It says by the Zayin Amin that loisachay kol neshama. You're not to keep them around. You have to kill them all. So itzach nami lemichtav loilam behem tavoidu lemishri echem the kala umay shabak nanis vahilu men aben shatir rishayil knoisay. Rishma is saying is that the pasuk loilam behem tavoidu is a heter, not a mitzvah. It's a heter that you're allowed to keep certain type of avodim, even though they have a shaykhis to the Shiva Amim. What's the case? If you have echad mekola umois, someone from a different umah, shabala knanis, that was bala knanis, vahulud memeno ben, and they had a son. So there, the halacha is you go bust to the father. And Rabbi Shmuel right now is saying, you know that from la'ilam hem tavoidu, shatar shayla knoisai, you're allowed to keep an eved that's born from a knanis, that's one of the Zion Amim. That Echem Mekol Umos from the Shar Umos was Ba on this Knanis. They go back to the father and you're allowed to keep such an Eved. The Tain Lintan Abraisa. When Nayel Echem and Umos, Shabal Knanis, Vahil Men Aben, Shatar Shalak Knois of Eved. How do you know that if Echem Umos, Shabal Knanis, that's Mutter to keep and buy such an Eved? Tam Alayim, the Pasuk says, the Gam B'nei HaTeshavim, Agarim Machab Hem Tiknu. The Pasuk says, regarding Eved Knani, L'chari, Inala happens Shivas Amos, what do you do? So the Pasuk says, Vavodcha Vamoscha Shiyu Loch Meis HaGoyim HaShivisivir Seim Hem Teknu Eved Vama. It says, you know, you should call an Eved from the Umois that are around the area. V'gam B'nei HaTeshavim HaGorim Mochim Hem Teknu Meshvachtam. So what's B'nei HaTeshavim mean? So that means to come to your Marba that Echad Min HaUmois Shabala Knanis, and they live here because they live usually where the isha is from. And v'hel men aben, they also you're allowed to keep them forever. So the Gemara says yachol afa knani shabal achas from the umois v'hel men aben shatar shel knois v'ever. What about the opposite case? A knani marries a isha from a different umah. Are you allowed to keep their son forever? Tam aloy ma shalidu ba'artzechem min harilod ba'artzechem. The ones who are born in your land. V'loy min ha'garim ba'artzechem. Not the ones who live in your land. What's the pshat? Because if a Kanani marries a isha from a shar umah, usually live out of Canaan. So, because usually they live where the isha lives. So they probably had this son over there. And then they moved here. The garim ba'artzechem. They weren't harilod ba'artzechem. The garim ba'artzechem. On them, so dafka, so min harilod ba'artzechem, min garim ba'artzechem, that you're not allowed to have ever Kanani from a garim ba'artzechem, the ones who came and moved there afterwards. The ones who moved there afterwards. So it comes out, what are we learning over here? So we're learning from the pasuk over here. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the way the Gemara is learning right now, Lo'ilam Hem Tavoidu is teaching us that even an Eved that would be like Sechaye Kol Neshama, even such an Eved, you'd be allowed to keep. There's no Isla Sechaye Kol Neshama. What type of Eved? An Eved that's a Kanani, Shabal, Achas. What type of Eved that you're allowed to keep? It's a Echem Na'umay Shabal, a Kananis. And then the Gemara says, but not a Kanani Shabal Achas, not a Kanani Shabal Achas, almost there, there's no heter. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'gam b'nei teshavim ha'gar mimachem mehem tiknu mishpachtan shal mimachem ha'shal lidu b'artzichem v'hoi lachem la'achuza. Dafka ha'shal lidu b'artzichem, dafka m'na'ilad b'artzichem and not m'na'gar b'artzichem, which are the ones who come back, those you cannot buy Eved from. So has Rabbi Kiva know this halacha?
Just about whether or not they're allowed to keep them.
That's a real Kanani. We're saying the question was like this: La'ilam b'em tavoyidu. What is it teaching us? What is it teaching us? So Rabbi Shmuel says it's a heter. What's the heter for? The heter is for a specific case. A real Eved Kanani from the Zayin Amin that's from the Canaan or from Chiti, Gagashi, Hamiri, Prizi, Chivi, Vehusi. You're not allowed to have she'eved. The Chiddush Lo'ilam Behem Tavoidu right now, the Gemara is saying is, they allowed to take an Eved that the father is from a different Ummah, not from the Zayin Amim. That's what Lo'ilam Behem Tavoidu is. So has Rabbi Kiva know? Rabbi Kiva, Memehem Tiknu Nafka. He learns it from these psukim that are just brought down, which is really clear that the other psukim, he's not from Lehman and Tavaydu, these psukim that say, Vigam Reyat Hashavim, Agar Machim, Hem Tiknu, that's the pasuk that says it's mutter to have Sheved. So Lehman and Tavaydu Lamali, what do you mean Lehman and Tavaydu? Lechai, but it must be a mitzvah, I say, that you're supposed to keep an Eved Kanani forever and not throw away. Eved Kanani always obviously means not an Eved from the Ummah of Kanani, it means from Shar Ummahs. That Lehman and Tavaydu is a mitzvah to keep the Eved and not free an Eved. Rabbi Shmuel, so now the question is, so Rabbi Shmuel also knows from Ahem. So what is Rabbi Shmuel use Lahem Bahem Tavaydu for? Rabbi Shmuel, Bahem Veloy Ba'achechem. So the Gemara is really Michaiz a little bit. Lahem Bahem Tavaydu is not teaching us that there's a heter to keep Eved, that the father's from a different Ummah, because that we know from the Pasuk of Gam Bnei Atashavim. So what's Lahem Bahem Tavaydu? It sounds like Rabbi Kiva, it's a mitzvah is asay. Rabbi Shmuel, Lahem Bahem Tavaydu teaching us Bahem Veloy Ba'achechem, which means you are not allowed to avoidus eved with a Jew, with the Yisrael, with your brother. Only lelabem tavoid is only possible with the eved who is a non-Jew. Rabbi Kiva, b'acheichem is saved the kronafka. It's clear in the pasuk, in the end of that pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'acheichem." The pasuk says, "V'sechal tamoisel v'nechem achreichem reshach who's lelabem tavoidu." Uvachechem bnei Yisrael ishbaachem v'sirat b'mafarach. It says at the end of that pasuk of Lo'el b'hem tavoidu, it says b'farish. Uvachechem bnei Yisrael ishbaachem v'sirat b'mafarach. So you don't need b'hem tavoidu for that. So obviously Lo'el b'hem tavoidu is for a mitzvah. That's where Kiva Tain is. So Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, I did chsiv uvachechem. Since it says uvachechem, so chsiv nami b'hem. It since it said v'achechem bnei Yisrael, so it says b'hem. That's Rashi's girsa. Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel, I l'chsev v'achechem, k'sev na'im b'hem. So b'hem, it says, l'olim b'hem t'avoidu, agav, because the end of the pasuk is in the same afurish, that you shouldn't work your brother like an eved. Look at time to Rabbi Shmuel. Time to Rabbi Shmuel, called Parashat Nirmim, Na'im of Nishtis, L'nishtis al Mishul Dorzus Charespa. When it said over all the details, so it says, l'olim b'hem t'avoidu again over here. So that's why it says, l'olim b'hem t'avoidu. It happens to be in this girsa, in this Gemara, what it means of Achechem, Sinai Bahem is a big shout on the gear says spark upon him. Either way, we finished the three machlekesim of Rishmar of Kiva v'sv Shos or v'schayva. We said it's not in Kol Tarikul every mitzvah say. It's dafka by these mitzvahs I say that there is a machlekes. Rishmar holds the orishos because he holds that there's no drasha for that and the pasuk is not extra. According to Rikiva, the extra psukim and therefore use that's a mitzvah. Or the three mitzvahs: first mitzvah of Kinoi, the second one is the mitzvah of Lo Yitama, and the third one is the mitzvah of Lo Ilam Em Tavoidu. Keep a mitzvah I say to keep Eved, not free Eved. And that Rishmar argues holds Lo Ilam Em Tavoidu is a heter. A heter, or the Gemara of Chayzin says the reason is Lo'ilam Em Tavaydu is a miyit, not in your brother, and by law Yitama is used for Yishurim Tama to the Evarim, and the other one, Vekinis Ishtar, he teaches there's no problem with Sisla Sicha Bilvacha, and he also has no mitzvah saseh, just a rishos. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Orav Chista, Zenusa Bebesa, if there's nus in the house, Ki Kario L'shum Shema. It's like a certain worm called a Kario worm for sesame seeds. Sesame seeds, if there's wormy, it eats out the whole inside. That happens also if there's nus in the house. Barav Chista took for a besa. If she's a kasanis, she gets angry. Also kikari l'shem shema. It's like a worm in sesame. But either besa. This is both by a wife. And the way Rashi explains is that the isha who's busy with nus or busy getting angry, she doesn't watch her house, and it becomes hefker to all the people who are mazana with her, and she basically destroys her husband's money and everything else, everything else about his house. By a gavra, don't say to the same degree. We don't say that it's not like a worm who destroys the house, destroys the whole inside of the house. By a man who's not so much in charge of the house, we don't say that znus or kaison or kaisin is as bad as by isha. Barav chista. Before Klai Yisrael was chayta, the Shechina was with every single person. That Hashem is v'sal v'karachonecha with every person. Give shechatu once he did a chayt, nistalku Shechina mehem. Shenema v'loyir v'cho erves dava v'shav v'acharecha. If someone does znus v'shav v'acharecha, Hashem turns around and leaves. Hashem's only shayra on a bayis that has no znus in it. Omrav Shmuel bar Achmeina of Yerinusin. Kol ha'oisa mitzvah achas b'ilma zeh, mikadmosoi v'lecha safonov. Anyone does a mitzvah in this world, that mitzvah goes in front of him in the next world, Olam Haba. In the Olam Haba, that mitzvah goes in front of him. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk says, Oz yibaka kashacha erecha v'ruchoscha mehera titzmach v'holach lefanecha tzidkecha. Kovet Hashem yasvecha. V'holach lefanov tzidkecha means the tzedakah goes in front of you. And there's a aver in this world, melafasai v'alachasai hugs him and holds on to him lefanov liyem adin. Shnema yafasai, like the pasuk says, yalfisu archas darkam yalu b'tayve veidu, that the archas darkam will hold on to you and of course you go to Gehenna. Now the Mashal explains that this is the well-known idea that every time someone does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. So that's what it means, it goes in front of you. The malach goes in front of you. Like Dr. Rasha, Meyadua, ki maisa oda moil malachim kfi maisav, hela toiva hela ra. And therefore, if it's a mitzvah, it goes in front of you. If it's a aveira, it goes in front of you. And he explains also, it's not a chilek. It sounds like when he does a mitzvah, mekadamasav elechas lefanav. It sounds like you're walking by yourself. He doesn't have to schlep you into. You're very happy to walk into Elam Abba. Now, shaking about aveira, it says, melechafasa, it grabs onto you and schleps you into Gehenim, because the guy doesn't want to go to Gehenim. Therefore, it's a different lashon also. It hugs onto the person, the malach, and brings him into Gehenim, chas v'shalom. Rav Eliezer Eimer, kashura by kelev. The aveira holds on to him like a dog. Shenemes in the pasuk, v'shloi shomba elei alishkev etzla liyasima liyasima. This pasuk was talking about with Eishes Petifar, and she wanted him to zana with Yosef, and Yosef didn't want to listen to her. Why not? Liyasima etzla liyasima. What's liyasima? This double lashon. The Teretz is because if Yosef would have been mezana with her, not only would have been a chet b'olam hazeh, it would have came with him to olam haba. Lishkav etzla b'olam hazeh, liyais ima to be with her olam haba. To be together in Gehenim. That's the pasuk with Hashem liyais ima, and that's like the vart that it holds on to the person like a kelev. You never separate from that avera. Zoktemar vaita. Tana was with the Mishnah. Shahibuddin, this mission is going on that says Eid Echad saw, we had this before on Daf Beis, Eid Echad Shinitma, the halacha is the Yilohai Shashaisa. So Gemara tries to make a Kavachayma. Shahibuddin, Uma Eidus HaRishayna, which is Eidus of Stira, of seclusion, Shaina Shrasa Issa Ilam, that is there's not Issa Ilam. Why? You have a chance to go to redrink the May Saita. Still, Eidim Eskayam, Shvachar Shnaim, you need two Eidim to make that Isser, which is a Shvachar Isser, a lesser of an Isser, because it's possible to come out of that Isser, still you need two Eidim. So Eidis Achreino, which is Eidis of Tumma, so Yisrasa Isser Olam, this is the Isser Olam. If Eidachat says that, if Eidim say that you're Nitma, you don't drink Meisaita, and that she's Mizana, and she's also her husband. So Eidim Din Shvachar Shnaim, Shvachar Shnaim, so of course you need two. It's a stronger Isser, of course you need two. If Stira needs two, so of course Tumma needs two. The drasha of ein ein ba calls yespa. We darshan ein ein ba, which means there's no two, but there is one aid. Then that aid tuma works. So now Gemara says, let's be kavachem all the way. But kavachem leidus harishayna me'ata. Let's be kavachem all the way. Uma aidus achreina, which is the aidus of tuma. Works with one aid. Aidus harishayna shein esrasa israelam is not aser israelam. Ein adin shishkayim me'erechad shouldn't aser with one aid. If Tumma, which is Israel, works one aid, so of course Thera should work one aid. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, "Ki motzba eves dava la'alanu aim alpish na aidim alpish toisha aidim yakum dava." It says by erva dava and says by mamunas dava mad dava amalahalom pish na'im aidim is dafka to aidim afkan. Here also by erva pish na'im. So we're saying that the way we know that Thera is dafka two and not one is from dava dava. Right, the Gemara. Hi, michi motzo ba erves dava nafka, mi bon nafka. It's not from erves dava. We don't need a gzereshav for this. We have a kavachayme over here that would tell us that one's enough. So how do we know that one's not enough? We had before on daf beis a miut. It says ve'ed ein ba mi bon nafka ba v'loy bekinui, that only by tumah is enough one aid, not by kinui. There's two aid. Then ba v'loy b'stira, only by tumah eid achad is enough, and not by stira, which is two aid. So that's what you say. Bavla Kino, Bavla Stira, and Bavla. That's what you should be saying. Not saying the pasuk of Dav Dav Mammon. So more says, you're right. Hachinami Kama. You're right. Tamaloyma, really the Bryce will say, it's a chsur mechsur. It's missing something. Tamaloyma, Bavla Kino. It means the Mishnah had a kasha that why you learn out Eidus Roshoina from Eidus Achorina. If Tumma is enough one aid, so if sure, Stira is enough one aid. More says, no, because of Bavla Stira. That's the drasha. Bavla Kino, Bavla Stira. Now, what does the Mishnah mean vaita when it says there's a zereshav adav dav mamon? But tuma ba'alma b'lekinu b'leistira d'loy mehemen erach manalan. How do you know that tuma ba'alma, which means tuma means a case where there's eid echad says that the issue is nazana, but you had no warning and no eid estira, nothing. So how do you know there that you're not neman d'loy mehemen erachad manalan? It says over here, Matzah Be'Avos Dava. It says by Mamonas Dava. Ma Dava Amar La'alon Edim Shnayim. Just like there, it's two Edim. Avkan Edim Shnayim. It's just two Edim. So bottom line is, there's three different things. There's Kinu and Stira, and you two Edim. Why? Because it's Bav Leib Kinu, Bav Leib Stira. Why does Eid Echad is Nema by Toma means after Kinu and Stira? Eid Echad is Nema on Toma. But if just Eid Echad on Toma, which is Eid Echad that she's Mizana, with no Kinu and Stira, the Lacha is that you need two Edim. How do we know? From Dava Dava. Toys has a kasha on that. Look at the bottom, Toys says, Tamer, Loma Ligzer Shava. What do you need Ligzer Shava to tell you that one is not Nema? I feel Ligzer Shava. Hechad Taysa Lod Lehem by Eid Echad. What would be the tzad that Eid Echad would be good? Me'ez Achroina like Lamelef. You can't learn Me'ez Achroina because there you have a pircha that there's a reglayim of Dava. There's a reglayim of Dava. There you have Kina and Stira already, which means it's a reason to be chayshid. Reason to suspect. Masha Inkin, here, Stama Eid Echad, what's Epis Eid Echad? You need a limud? What's Eid Echad be Naman? And Taysa Blive share with that kasha. Kirek has a kasha that Taysa really before has the same kasha. Balak upon him. This is what we're holding now, is that Eid Tomas Neman Dafka after Kinu V'Stira, but before Kinu V'Stira, Eid Echad Avada is not Neman, that she was Mazana.